For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit. What an awesome presence. We are not come to the presence of a man. Unto the throne of grace we have come to receive a partition from you. Jesus, you are set to set the captive free. You are anointed to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver your people from every oppression, that they shall become builders, and their fruits, their seeds, shall be known. They shall be acknowledged. Everywhere your children are, they are distinguished. They are distinguished. For John gave a testimony that I did not know him, but the one who sent me, he told me that the one you see the Spirit descending upon him like a dove, he is the Christ. And he said that, and I saw and I knew that this is the anointed. There is a your dove is coming. Your dove is coming upon you. Your dove is coming upon you to distinguish you. You shall be distinguished. There is a dove of the Holy Ghost who is coming upon your head. That there is nothing. The Gentiles, they shall see and say, you are the anointed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit, not only the manifestations, but we want to hear the words. The word of God. The word of the kingdom. We don't want to hear anything but the word of the kingdom. The word of the kingdom. That changes everyone's life. For when the word of the kingdom is heard and understood, then we are transformed. And then we can be converted. And so let there be a conversion of people's destinies. As they hear, open their ears that they can hear. Open their eyes that they can see. Open their heart that they will believe it. And they can be converted and be blessed and be changed. For it is your will that we are transformed and renewed from the world we came from into a kingdom of God. The goodness of your kingdom might be part of our lives. The people who used to know us, they can say, but I thought he was a carpenter's son. How does he get this wisdom from? Where did he get this wisdom from? The great and mighty works are done by him. Even Jesus Christ's brothers, they could distinguish between themselves and him. It shall be your portion. I say it shall be your portion. They ask us, where did he learn this thing from?
Hey.
Because when he told us that he was going to Jordan, we were with him nailing people's doors.
Roof.
Then this guy returned from Jordan and suddenly we can see there's a difference. They ask, where did you learn all this is from? And tonight, today, you are telling them, you will learn it from here. You will learn it from here. You are going as a transformed person. You will learn it from here. For those who didn't come, they wouldn't know. But you have come. God is giving you the knowledge, a revelation, impartation, a transformation So that when the people who came from them, they see you, they can acknowledge. They can acknowledge that you are different from us. Be anointed from today. Receive the anointing of the Lord. Receive the anointing of the Lord. Receive the anointing of the Lord. That will separate you from anywhere you find yourself. Be blessed. May the Lord open your ears that you can hear his word from his kingdom, so that you are changed and you are transformed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord, somebody. Please be seated. Hallelujah. We are already blessed. So this is the atmosphere you have to create for yourself, not even in church, but at home. Learn how to create this atmosphere. In this atmosphere, do you feel like smoking? Do you feel like sleeping with a girl? Do you feel like stealing some money? The atmosphere of God makes you know there's more in life than what you think. That's why you need to learn how to know Christ. Hallelujah. Because if you live in this world and your Bible says you live by your own understanding, then you are lost. You can't go far. You can't go far in life. Hallelujah. Now this scripture, I've applied it almost all my life. Daniel chapter 6. Always have, you have to ask yourself, are you different from your classmates? You have to ask yourself. That's a sign that the Spirit of God is upon you. Are you different from your siblings? That's where you see that the Spirit of God is upon you. Are you different from your business partners? Because the Spirit of God will always distinguish you from the rest. Yes. John the Baptist was baptizing people. Plenty of people were on the line. He said that he saw, God told him that among the crowd of people who are coming, the one that you will see the Spirit descending upon him like a dove, he is the Christ. He is the Christ. John chapter 1, you can read it. He is the Christ. He said, I didn't know him. Me, I was just baptizing. But he said, certainly I saw. A certain young man was passing by and I saw the dove was on his head. That is why he said, hey, I can't baptize you. I know I can't baptize you. It was Jesus. But you see, Jesus Christ was in the queue. He has joined the queue. He didn't announce that I'm a son of God. Yes, you don't need to announce who you are. Yes. You don't need to announce. That is why, you see, this young man, when they brought him to the place, how can this small boy do this work? It's not about the structure. It's about the spirit. See, I didn't know him. But he said, the one who sent me to baptize, the same told me that the one you see, the spirit descending upon him like a dove, he is the one who is Christ. He said, and I saw it. And I bear record that he's a Christ. You are going to be like Christ. Amen. Everywhere you are. Oh, yes. It's not for preaching alone. Carpentry, mercy, painting, any field you are, the anointing will mark you and separate you. Daniel was a houseboy. What do you call it? Joseph was a houseboy. But the Potiphar said, take over the whole house. A houseboy. He said, take over. You can be a houseboy and they will hand over the whole house to you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As people are talking about rent, it doesn't bother you at all. Because what you are carrying on your head, it pays rent for you free of charge. Yes. I like this young man called Joseph. He is the one in the Bible that I know that he never performed any marital rites. He didn't pay for any bride price. He never paid for bride price, but he married the king's daughter. It shall come upon you. It shall come upon you. Oh, yes. Yesterday, one of my children I raised up. I raised him up a small boy like this. I was at his engagement. Mr. Sanji, the woman he has married, his father is a multi-millionaire in South Africa. A Ghanaian who is in South Africa. The guy just enjoy marriage. It's like he's enjoying everything. Can you imagine? This anointing, by the grace of God, I've seen it in my life, in my ministry. And yours is less than mine. I've been there when my assistant pastor, a lady came from London, bought everything to come and marry him away from me. Oh, yes. His shoe, his tuxedo, everything about him. A lady came from London to come and marry him and pay every bride price for herself and just take him away. Just come to London and come and just eat me in addition to all that I have. It shall come upon you. Receive the spirit of distinction. Hey! Christianity, yes, I want to know how. So, see, as I brought this young boy and he had the opportunity, he traveled to abroad and then, everything, he has finished investing abroad and came down. When he came down, Noah, he was in Ukraine and the Ukraine war started. 4 years he finished in Ukraine when he came down, after he had come down. It's amazing how salvation, coming to serve God, can change your destiny forever. Yours is in this life. Hallelujah. Listen, let's go through the word of God. There's a word of the kingdom you must hear. Hallelujah. Somebody say the word of the kingdom. Here we are doing kingdom business. We are not here to teach you economics or business strategies. We are here to teach you about the kingdom. That is why by the grace, a week by this time, we are having a great feast. Hallelujah. All road, can you show me the pictures? All road go to Makarios headquarters. A great, great feast is being set for everybody to come from all over the city. Any corner of Accra, you can bring them. And so that we can come and have peace. And remember, somebody's destiny will be changed because you brought the person. Hallelujah. And woe unto anybody who doesn't bring anybody. You are a very wicked Christian. You'll be like the one who took one seed, a talent, and hid it. You're a wicked servant. He says that that wicked servant and unprofitable. I'll cast you out of this place. Eish. Don't let Jesus cast you out of his presence. Because it is his anointing that makes a difference. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Hallelujah. The word, Thomas said, the word of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Yes. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, Jesus said, in fact, let's go to verse number 18. He was explaining the parable of the sower. He said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Hear ye therefore. Maybe let's start from verse 1. Then I will understand the series well. Okay. Matthew 13 verse 1. Bible says, the same day Jesus went out of his house and sat by the seaside. Jesus liked to go to beach. Sometimes you need to go to the beach so that you can think about God. Some of you don't like going out to beach. Or you go there for foolish things. But Jesus went to the beach to relax and to imagine. See, when you go to the beach, you see nature and you begin to appreciate the greatness of God. Maybe we'll organize a beach party one of these days. Because if Jesus went to the beach, it means that it's a good thing to go to the beach. How many know it's a good thing to go to the beach? Hallelujah. Now listen to when you went to the beach, you didn't go and just go and have fun. The next verse, watch what happened. And a great multitude were gathered together unto him. So you see, the reason for going to the beach was to enable him to gather a lot of people. Not to go and chew kebab and drink cocoa. He was looking for a big space where he could gather a lot of people. You know, if we say we are going to gather 5,000 people, we can't fit this place. That is why we are going to Macarius headquarters. So that we can gather together. Somebody say, we are gathering together. That is what the Bible said. A multitude were gathered together. They were gathered together. How many people? A great multitude. So you see that in those days, a great multitude were gathered together unto him. So every one of us a duty to be part of the gathering together. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell anybody, are you here or are you going home? Everybody have a duty to gather together. We are looking for 7,500 people. Say amen. Amen. And you have a duty to bring at least 5 people. You and your 5 people in the Uber. You bring. Are you here or home? Yes, the person sitting by you, are you going to be part of the gathering or you won't come? Because we are looking for a great gathering. This is what Jesus Christ did. They were gathered together, a great multitude of people. Auntie Rose, you have a role to play to gather together. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Kuma, are you here or home? Kuma, you can't be doing business on next week Sunday. Every contract must be suspended because God is looking for. Jesus said that those who don't gather with me, they scatter. He means that if you are not part of the gathering, then you are a scatterer. And you are a wicked person. Because whilst you are increasing, you are decreasing us. And if you don't come, means that if you are looking for 7,500, if you don't come, the number will be short. Do you know that when Jesus, God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, if I can find even 10 people who are righteous, and he couldn't get them. So probably one Christian who should have stopped fornicating that day and become spiritual to be added to that number. But unfortunately, that Christian said, oh, Afro, I've been a Christian for long. So only tonight, I mean, number. And so the whole city was destroyed. Just because one person refused to sin. He joined the sinners. And God couldn't find 10 people. So as we are here preaching the gospel and we are gathering and you are fornicating on that day, there's a curse on your life because you are destroying. Maybe your number should have added to a certain supernatural empowerment of God. That is why if you don't come, you have made spiritual mistake of your life. That's the greatest spiritual mistake you make in your life. On the 4th of December, you have nowhere to go. Anywhere you go, there is something against you if you go out of that day. Change and cancel every program you have. Everything can be changed. Because they say, oh, I'm in support, but if you are if you are dying that day, would you attend that program? You can't go. Everything is negotiable. Tell them about everything is negotiable. If only you want to be part of it. Obinim, do you understand what I'm saying? That day, no, if you can go to Dubai and see when it is 1 o'clock. And they hear Allah Akbar. Every shop closes. You can bring 10 million. Say, I'm buying. You say, sorry, I have to go and see my God first. If you can wait for me, then the money belongs. If you can't wait for me, say, God didn't plan that the money for me. But not Christians. Not Christians. Hallelujah. Are you here? I've gone home. So, tell your neighbor, Reverend is serious. The Holy Ghost is serious. You must be counted among the 7,500. If you are not counted, you have canceled your name from the book of life. Yes. It's serious. Tell your neighbor, it's very serious. It's the kingdom's business we are doing. Hallelujah. Matthew 13 verse 2. And they were gathered together, great multitude, unto Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Bible says, and he taught them many. He spake many things unto them. Let me tell you, people, there are a lot of things many people don't know. Spiritual things. Spiritual things are not known to people by heart. In this Hagar, are you with us or you are counting your money? Hallelujah. You need to understand that there are multitude of people who lack the knowledge of the kingdom of God. They are doctors. They may be lawyers. They may be accountants. They may be businessmen who control millions and billions. But they lack the knowledge of the kingdom of God. They lack. They have no knowledge about the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom. Not except a man that goes to university. No. You can go to university, you can become anything you want to become, but until you join the kingdom, you will live in ignorance of what is the reality of life. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to speak to the crowd to teach them many things they didn't know about the kingdom of God. So when you go, you can go and read the rest. You see the Bible says, he talked about the parable of sower, he talked about the parable of the tares, he talked about the parable of the merchants looking for goodly pears. He talked about so many things. The Bible says he spoke to them every time concerning the kingdom of God. Many things. You see, it takes a good pastor to teach the church members many things they don't know. That's the duty of a pastor. We are not here to teach economics. I'm teaching you about the kingdom. That somebody who's an Abobo Yard driver and everybody is not doing well, but his business is doing well. You think that it is education that made him that prosperous? If you live your life thinking that it's your education that will prosper you, then you will miss your life. Yes. It's not your carpentry business. Rich K. It takes the grace of God. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? So he taught them many things. And there's one thing I want to bring your attention before we close. Many things. After the many things. The next, we are going to verse number 13. Matthew chapter 13. Do you know? Are you still there? Yes, you must be know it. Many things. 24. There were many things he taught them. One of the things Jesus Christ taught to the crowd, or church, another parable spake he, put it forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed in his field. The kingdom of heaven, we are not talking about You know, this guy will say that, I was blaming the president because of my problems. You can blame him 10 times. It doesn't even affect him. You are the one who has affected. Because your mind is that you are still located in the kingdom of Ghana. That is why you are struggling. You are locked up in the kingdom of Ghana. So you can only think about Ghana. And the problem is that the one who is the head is the one who brought you the problem. But there's another kingdom that you better enter into, those kingdom. Hallelujah. That is what we are teaching you. He spoke concerning the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of Galilee or Israel or Ghana. When he got up, he resurrected. The disciples said, Jesus, are you not going to restore to us the kingdom so that I'll become minister of finance and Peter will become the minister of this? Jesus said, it is not this where I came. There's a better kingdom than which I came. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be my witness to the whole world. That is the kingdom business. That's a kingdom business. We are not here to share posts. We are not here for political appointments. The president had only 2 years, and that will be the end of his name. And the party, they don't know whether they will come or they will not come. And those who are coming to, they don't know whether they will be. There's nothing certain here. Nobody should make a mistake, think that things, everything is possible. So all this, that's why if you're a Christian, don't think about politics. Don't waste your money for politics. Because it's a short, worldly kingdom. Today, Donald Trump is nothing in America. Jacob Zuma, who ruled the country from today, he has been to prison. They are looking for him to push him back to prison again. A president. How? Can you follow this kingdom? That's why we sing that song. For the praises of men, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I will never give my heart away or shout my praise. Yeah, yeah, PPP, DDD, yeah, now PPP, DDD. Oh, shout to the praise of this kingdom. My allegiance, my devotion, my heart desire and all my emotion go to serve a God who never did run dry. His kingdom never ran dry. Jesus said, my kingdom shall be with me forever. One day, one of the pastors, he was a businessman. Well, 2008 election. As they were announcing that Akufo-Addo was losing, he was crying. He said, you can't lose. You can't lose. He was losing. He said, you can't lose. And he was losing. Because like his investment has gone to the party and the party was slipping out of power. Hey! I tell you. Don't spend your time and energy for this. No. Are you there? Please go back to my scripture and then... Have just 15 minutes and then we have to close. Another parable put him unto them saying, the kingdom of... Please, I want you to understand the word, the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. Not the kingdom of Ghana. Jesus Christ didn't come to teach us about the kingdom of the world. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like this. A man sowed a good seed in his field. The next verse. And whilst men slept. Whilst men slept. A bravo dano. A man for any abra, sort of a problem, pie and a wadano. Huh? You have been sleepy. Remember, brother Emmanuel was saying that Neiri ain't too much. He was praying. He couldn't sleep. It was when he was praying that somebody was knocking the door. And somebody was chanting. And the chanting was being disturbed by his prayer. Because they were looking for blood to do their work. And maybe they were looking for the blood of the wife. If he had not stood by praying and he slept. Which many of us, we do sleep. Whilst men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And he went away. Satan bring you bad things. One day, a bishop... Kakra, he said that he was sleeping. Then he heard some footsteps. Ko, 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 ko. And then
He said Satan came to open his heart and put something in and he ran away. So when he got out, I said, hey, demon, Satan, where are you? And he had to pray for that thing that was sown in his heart to be removed. Oh, yes. Those of you who have been sleeping, when we say flow prayer meeting, what the? Listen, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. The realms where God operates and changes people's destiny. While God sowed good seed, Satan also come and sowed bad seed. Now watch the next verse. Quickly, 26. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth, then appeared also the tares. The next verse. So the servants of the householder came and said, sir, didn't you sow only good seed in thy field? So I said, when he come inside, I just said, why do you know? Echo baby. Oh, can you Christ now? What prayer? Because baby, you free banner. Quan, what? Don't worry, the Lord has marked your business. Hallelujah. Sir, didn't you sow only good seed? Whence then has it this? If you in a buy. Reverend, didn't you preach good message to the people? Where then is an evil thought that is still affecting church members? Because some of you see, even after I finish preaching, tonight you have agenda to still spoil your body. Oh yes, because see, as I'm sowing good seed, Ate, stand on your feet. Yeah, look at. Hallelujah. You see, that is the seed that Satan is sowing. You see, as people are excited about the preaching, Satan has sown seed inside that is so he's trying to not concentrate on the word. So, whence comes this? Now watch it. Listen. Continue. And he said, an enemy has done this. Then the servant said, will you that we go and uproot the tares that has grown up? Reverend, as you come, I saw one of our church members. He was smoking. So should I go and beat him and bring him to church? Now, sometimes, as servant of God, we think we can solve people's problem by dealing with it on our own. do you understand? You said that the people I gave it to before I knew, you are dealing with them from your own perspective. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? But listen to Jesus Christ. Remember, we are talking about the kingdom business. But Jesus said, no, no, let them. But he said, lest you gather up tares, lest whilst you gather up tares, you root up also the wheat with them. That is why you must be careful when you are criticizing somebody in church. You don't have the right to judge anybody in the church. You have no right. Your case has not come on. That is why your mouth is shut. David said that blessed is he whose sins are covered. He said, "Me the Emma, and come the bank. I was a sister with the undergrad and never. Because yours have been covered, it has not yet come out. You feel that you cannot attack somebody who has done something wrong in church. Nay, Jesus said, nay, don't do that. Don't speak like that. Don't that. Nay, because whilst you are trying to approve the test." You may destroy the good ones also. And next verse. We are reading the scripture. When we finish reading, we have close. Now, this is the scripture that is most fearful to me. I Can you read it? He said that Jesus said, let them grow together until the harvest. This is the most serious scripture in the Bible. So serious because even though you are hiding yourself and committing sin, we will not judge you. But the problem is that when we come to the end of life, at the time of harvest, you would have been staying in church, growing together with us, only for you to realize that you didn't make it to heaven. It said, in the time of the harvest, I, Jesus, whose I have seven eyes, I can discern between tares and wheat. And I will send my reapers to gather up first the tares. You'll be the first to be separated. Please listen to this message very serious. Jesus said, I will gather the first, the third, and do what? Bind them in bundles. And to do what? And bind them. GBB. Tell everybody about GBB. Gather. Bound. And bind. Are you part of the GBB? How's your neighbor? Would you be part of the GBB? GBB is waiting for you. As you are hiding yourself, thinking that we are not seeing what you are doing. In the day of harvest, sister, you will join the GBB. You'll be bent. I didn't write the Bible. I'm reading for you. The kingdom of God. So if you are in the kingdom of God and you are still operating with the kingdom of this world, you are a tear in the midst of it. But the wheat I will gather into my barns. May you join the people who will join the barns of Christ. The next verse, watch it. Okay. Kalamasatayanama. Hey, my time is up. So, Martin, where are we? Verse number 31. Huh? 30. We bind together. So, he started another parable again. Don't worry, we are not going to. And then let's jump to verse number 36. Then sent that multitude away and went to this house, and his disciples came to him and saying that declare unto us the parable of the tares. That this story you told, I think it's too serious. You want to hear the message in a better way. Now, what do you mean by test and seed and what do you mean? We don't understand. See, that is why when you come to church, please watch me. Watch me. I'm the one preaching, not the person who have just entered. Watch me. What I'm saying, that's why when you come to church and you hear a message, it shouldn't end there. It shouldn't end there. Get the tape. Get the message. Listen to it again. Or get closer to the man of God and try to fellowship with him about the message that you heard. That if you don't understand anything, we are available all the time to explain things to you. Anytime I finish preaching, I'll be sitting down here. If you care, I will have time to explain to you in deeper details. All the time. That is why anybody who is close to me, see that when we finish the service, the first question I ask is, how was the message? And I'm expecting the word powerful. That one is everybody says. Then, so what did you hear? And then, as you were explaining, if you went wrong, I can correct you. And this, I can tell that those are the people who receive the mysteries of the teachings I teach here. And anybody who engages himself to receive those mysteries, their lives take a turn like this. Yours is about to change. Don't be in a rush when you come to church. Oh, you're preaching, you're in danger upon me, come baby. No. Because sometimes some of them are in parables. It's intentional. So that it is easier when they are in stories than when it, what does the story mean? Take your time. Sometimes listen to a tape over and over and over. Hey, that is that what he said? Have you been in a program where the preacher was preached, but you didn't remember any message? It is when you start listening to the message again. Then you realize that there was a certain revelation that you missed, even though you were there. That is when the mysteries will be revealed to you. That is when. said, explain to us, declare to us the parable. And Jesus Christ said, the next verse, he said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is here sowing good seed. Okay. The next verse. The field is the world. The day you are born into this world, you are either planted by God or planted by Satan. The world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. Not church members. The good seeds are what? The children of the kingdom of God. And the tares are the children of the wicked ones. The tares are the children of the wicked ones. That means that as you are sitting down there, when you look at your left or your right, the person sitting by you, either you are a good seed and he is a tare, or he is a good seed and you because Bible said they were together. They grew together. Hey! That is why you must be careful about your Christian life. Oh. Because hey, be a nipa na wote wenche a pastor preacher. Oh yes, preach more no so we dey and say okay. Hey, you tell me the original or have how we catch us. Che ho free say the brother and pacho. Oh disturb me because if I allow you to stay with me, it will disturb my life. Are you here of go home? Because whether we like it or not, as Jesus is planting his seed, Satan is also planting by the side. That's what somebody said, oh, so I see my sin one hint to me in quasary. Or from somewhere she had done or didn't send a bear, but you want to be a few uncle person. Don't allow anybody to be a stumbling block between you and your God. Not even your wife or your children or your husband. If your husband wake up in the morning, doesn't pray, go and pray for yourself. Now said, oh, but we do join prayer, so today he didn't pray, so I didn't pray. So we'll be with you, could join in. Look, you were born alone, you'll go alone. In Christianity, it is I before God. That was everyone will give accounts. Not I, my wife, will give accounts. Don't allow anybody to be a stumbling block to your service to God. Hallelujah. The next verse, we are closing. The enemy that sold them is the devil. Can you believe that somebody sitting by you is a devil? Bishop has a book titled, One of You is a Devil. Jesus chose 12 disciples after praying for one all night to uncle. All night, Jesus cracked a bonfire and was selected disciple 12. But one of them was devil. Now Jesus in Pokrao. Jesus in Pokrao. So, but I could be a choose, but I could be a no. What about you? Who don't pray? You don't pray. And you are going to choose from among people, because your people that is going to be assist you in life. You may never know that that friend you chose is one of the devils that has been planted. There are some people you don't need to employ them in your company. They are seed of Satan to destroy your business. Yes. And I can tell you confidently, as we are here, some of you are seed of Satan. But you said that man was me and throw it away. Say, man was me, throw it away. Is that a man was me? See, you have to confess and say, hey, a man was me. Man was me, ouch. Because it could be that Satan has servants among us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The devil, the enemy that sold them is the devil. And say, the harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are not human beings. They are angels. Angels. Hallelujah. The next verse, quickly. As therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so shall it be at the end of this world. Now, why do we come to church? We come to know Christ so that we can have eternal life with him. But if you are a Christian and you are still engaged in the things of this world, then remember that Satan is the one you are serving, but not God. And so salvation, to know Christ and to serve him, is the only thing that can separate you from those who are destined for destruction. And God does not want anybody to be joining the class of those who be bent. That's why Jesus came. That's a, for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever will believe in him should not join those who be GBB. But you shall have eternal life. And so to this morning, the next verse, maybe let me close from that. He said, but the sons of man and the son of man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather up of this kingdom all things that offend and them that do iniquity behind the sin. I will not be there to see your sin. Tonight, what will happen to you? I'm not there. And don't deceive yourself to think that because nobody saw me, I am a Christian. God knows what you use your body to do. And you know what I use my body to do. That is why you have to assess yourself, whether you are a good seed or you are a test. You look like us, but you are not of us. Be careful. Brother, be careful. Sister, be careful. You look like us. You dance with us. You sing with us. You praise God with us. You jump with us. You shout with us. But you are not of God. And only God knows those who are his. I pray that you will not be desperate. And even if you are, there's a chance for you to switch. There's a chance, sisters. There are many, many of us, we cannot stay faithful and holy before God. He said that, and the Son shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather up. At the end, though, not now. Now, it's like, we are branch here, secrecy one. We bought your two, secrecy one. Nobody is going to disturb you. Be happy and enjoy your life. But the Bible says that at the end, God will send a separation and say, everybody who commit offense and commit iniquity behind the scene. And the next verse, watch it. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. How can you believe it? But somebody said, how can you believe in Africa and still go to hell? Let's just say, what we are double jeopardy of trouble. What in Africa? Bread. And who is what I saw? Hell, jump, jump, show. Now, obey the way. Obey the way. Jesus said, it will be better you were not born. He said, who am I? So, I'm going to crank. So, he said, Yahoo, when you're children, you're going to pass and ask me in Fanyasm. Then, when the mamma bought me brass and everything. Now, we are not angels, but one, you have bind the one, you do a question, Jimmy Ashu. The Bible says, there shall be wailing and gnashing. Why? I was a Christian. Why? If I find myself over here. I didn't write the Bible. In the furnace of fire, what is going to happen? Colon. There shall be wailing and the gnashing of teeth. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, a church is not a social club. Sorry. Nyana nsembe ni yetu wati. Yankopon henu ye kesiye nwa. Ope dodua o ye trini ni be ure muno. Ha ude wa yoduse ude trini die. Onfa nyasem. Ibi se wono wa yasi ya ude. Tibe me biya diskaka krebi tuwa. Wako akoji. Ya nadie wani beji u. Na chen. Yobo wiasino. Ha odo bayina. Oh, sure, sure. He's warning you. This is what is going to happen to your future. There. When you get there. When you get there. You do what happened. Who says, I can't eat your grandma. The next verse, 43. But the righteous, the one who were planted by Christ, who served God faithfully, the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom. We are talking about the kingdom, not Ghana, not business. In the kingdom, they shall shine forth. Whilst your colleagues are shining forth, you are in the fire, gnashing your teeth and wailing. Rich man, Lazarus, while we are all on earth, but when it ended, somebody find himself in the fire. But somebody find himself in Abraham's bosom. I say the kingdom shall shine forth as sun in the kingdom of their father. Who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to them. The whole essence of gathering next week, that we are presenting to the people we are gathering, that this is the reality of life. And that is why we are going to give them these two options. Because many people don't know this. You know economics. You know business. You know this, but you don't know this. You don't know this. That waiting for an unrighteous person, and anybody can see the end of this world any day. Anybody of us can see the end of the world. The whole world doesn't need to come to an end, but you, your timing is determined. You may never know whether even Christmas, you meet Christmas. You never know. That's the end. Your end is coming. That is why God is saying that whilst you have breath today, whilst you have breath, it is important for you to recognize that God sent his son into this world and he paid the highest price. That the blood of Christ Jesus is available for anybody who wants to enter into this kingdom where you live forever. If only you accept Jesus and you allow his blood to cleanse your sins. We are all sinners, but it is the blood that cleanses us and gives us the chance to enter into this kingdom. Today God is taking you and charging you. Assess yourself. Are you a tear, or are you a wheat? But I love Jesus Christ when he says in the same Matthew chapter 30, he said, Kali masanderia mama. So when in the verse 19, verse number 15. He said that for these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. At any time that they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and shall be converted, I should seal them. Anytime, you may be a test today, but anytime that you are converted, Jesus said, I am willing to change you. Anytime, and this is the time I offer to you. Yes, you didn't know it, but now, today, no, the guy who came from Ethiopia, he didn't understand so many things. But when Philip explained to him, this is, now what am I waiting my life for? Baptize me. at any time that you are converted, you hear and you heard, you understand, and you get converted, Jesus said, I'll be there to recruit you into my kingdom anytime. And we are presenting this time to you. Now, I'm here to present to you as a Christian, as you are here. And then Sunday, we are going to do a lot of presentation to anybody who at any time decide to be converted. Jesus said, I'll receive you. What a good God. That you don't need to get to that far before you say, I've regretted in my life. Whilst you have breath, it's time to surrender your life to Christ. I pray that even if you came here as the greatest sinner, the power of God is touching you. And you are living here as a transformed person. So that you live here as a seed of the planting of the Lord. May the Lord touch your heart and change you. And God is looking forward for you. After you have understood this principle of the kingdom, go and draw the multitude. So that Jesus can have the opportunity to teach these people. Don't be afraid to invite anybody to Christ. Because see, many people don't know many things in life. Including you. Some of you, if you are not come to church today, don't even understand this preaching I'm preaching to you. But today, God has brought you understanding. And that is why you are being converted to become a child of God. And you are living here to go and tell others, come and see a God who has told me everything about my future. You too, come and experience it. And together, we will gather the great multitude of people before God so that the kingdom knowledge will be made known to as many as God is ready to save them. May the Lord bless you and bless me. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands and your voice and pray to God that, Lord, as I look at my life, I know that if today you should come, I may be among those who be bound together. And I don't want to enter into this. I pray, Lord, change me and convert me. Everybody lift up your hands and pray. Pray for mercy. Mercy. Bible says God is gracious in mercy. He's gracious. He's gracious and merciful. He's abundant in mercy. At any time that people hear the word and they are converted, Jesus said, I will be ready to receive you. I will be ready. But as of now, you are dull in hearing. Your eyes are closed. Your ears cannot hear. Your voice, you can't sense anything. So you think life is all about what you eat and drink. Jesus said there is a kingdom of God at work. Are you a planting of God or a planting of Satan? Pray that today, if you didn't know Jesus, today you will get to know him. You will surrender your life to him. You will live the rest of your life for him. You will remain a true wheat and not be a converted and a perverted version. So that you join the class of tears. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for mercy. Pray to serve God all the days of your life. For that entry into that realm of fire to be burnt, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth there. It should never be your portion. If you didn't know, Jesus has shown you that today, if the end of the world should come to you, are you going to enjoy in the pan of Christ or in the burning furnace of Christ? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. I pray, Lord, for myself. I will remain true servant of God. I will continue to maintain by grace the wholesomeness of my wheat nature as a planting of the Lord. If there is any element in me that want to convert me into tares, it may appear as if I am a Christian. I walk with Christians. I chat with Christians. I go to fellowship at Christmas. I dance with Christmas. But I am not a Christian by my lifestyle. I've been hiding behind the scene doing wicked things. Now I know that it is not the planting of God. For the righteous shall shine, but I am not righteous. My life is not right. Following somebody's husband, following somebody's wife, somebody's business, I'm stealing. I've been put in charge, but I'm stealing. I'm not faithful. Anytime I'm going to give account, I change the numbers. I thought nobody had seen me. I didn't know that, Lord, your eyes are watching me. And what an honor to change. I want to change. I know you can take care of me, Lord. In the midst of all challenges of life, you will take care of me. I prefer to have the grace of God on my life than to steal and make money for myself. Pray and confess your sins before the Lord. Before the Lord. Pray, everybody. You are a liar. Liar. A great liar. Anytime you want to say something different from the truth, it's Satan who is controlling your life. Pray the Lord. The spirit of lying. 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 Gossip. Gossip. People's matter. That doesn't bother you. And no, I'm not intending you. Every day you are gossiping about people. Pray that God should change you from that behavior. Because it's a seed of Satan in you. Pray. 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 Pray and say, Lord, make me a righteous person. Let my life reflect you, Jesus, in my life. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and give you all the praise. Holy Spirit, thank you for this great gathering of people and even those who are watching us. As they heard your word, their hearts have been charged by the fire of thy word. Oh, that they will, their eyes will open to see, that their ears will be open to hear, that their heart will not work strong, but they'll be converted so that, Lord, you can bring them in. Let them turn to be shining stars in your kingdom, not burning furnace, Lord. Test. I pray that nobody who has heard this word will even remain a tear, but all shall come to the righteous knowledge of Christ and live the rest of their lives for you. Make them fruitful so that they will, through this message, many of you of the people shall be converted and bring forth fruits of righteousness to your praise. Holy Spirit, it's not my word, it is your word. Let it sink deep into the hearts of your people. Even as they live here, continue to minister these words in their hearts. As they sleep on their beds, hammer the word more and ring the bell deep, stronger in their ears and their senses, till everybody is converted and become a servant and a saint of God. And therefore, I pray that, Lord, as they are converted, place a seal of your spirit over them, that Satan will never have his way on their lives anymore. Bless these people in Jesus' name.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Macarius Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you. So be.